What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Thursday, August 7th. 5:33 this half hour just for you guys waking up early with us. We appreciate you being here so much. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. What's going on? How are you?
I'm okay. I kind of have had a morning already. I'm driving a loaner car right now, and so my AC went out in my car, so I'm driving this loaner, and this morning I am trying to just like set everything up with it and trying to get all the settings and the rear view mirror and all that. And my husband gave me a garage door opener for to close it when I leave. And so I'm getting in the car, I'm getting everything settled. I pull out of the garage and I'm like, where's the garage door opener? And I'm like looking, and I'm like, I brought it, right? And I can't find it. I'm like going through all my stuff. I'm like, where is it? So I go back inside. I'm like, did I grab it? I'm trying to find it. It's not popping up. I'm like I can close the garage door if I punch in a code, but then I got to run out and all this stuff. So it took me like 15 minutes. So finally I just punched in the code and I left, and I'm like, what did I do with that garage door opener? I reached down in between the seats and it's right there. It like had fallen and slipped in. So I did find it, but I found it when I was on the 215 on my way here. So it really derailed me this morning. But other than that, you know, we're hanging in there. All is good. How you doing?
Yeah, no, I'm well. That is the most relatable thing ever. That has happened to me more than once. Big shocker, right? With the garage door opener and just like my keys. Just to make it short, same story, but we always find our keys or the garage door opener or things like that close to us. It's like, just like you said, it was underneath the seat, or mine was just in my bag the whole time.
Oh yeah, that happens to me too.
Right, but I'm thinking it's everywhere else, and the whole time it's actually literally with me. So I can definitely relate.
Yeah, I was like, of course I'm going to find it when I'm on the freeway while I'm like sitting there stressing out, like, how am I going to open my garage door? Someone's going to get it. Someone's going to break into my house because I have my garage door opener now. And it was a whole thing. But we made it through. How was your day yesterday?
Nothing big. Went to the doctor's. Highlight is I'm fasting. We all got to do it, right? Getting a blood panel today. And I just, you know, honestly, I feel bad for the phlebotomist because I am not a needle person. And Man, I'm just thinking about, because they have to be so patient with me. I am like a little, I'm like a five-year-old when it comes to needles. So we'll see. And it, the backstory is because I had a bad situation with a phlebotomist. Shout out to all the phlebotomists. It's just one situation back in my past where they kept on missing the vein, Mercedes.
Yeah.
And they kept on like it felt like a short stab. And ever since then, I've always had these flashbacks to that situation.
Are you hydrated? Because my husband has the same thing. I literally have to go with him to the phlebotomist when he has to do a blood panel or something. I have to go there with him because he fainted once when they did it, and they have a hard time finding veins on him too. And I always tell him, like, you're not hydrated. He's like, I'm drinking a bottle of water now. I'm like, no, you needed to drink this like three bottles of water yesterday to be hydrated today.
Okay. I mean, I drink water. I didn't know it was that important.
Yeah, your veins got to be nice and juicy.
Thank you for the visual. No, I appreciate that. And your husband, oh, I never knew he fainted?
He actually fainted. We were in a meeting. Remember, Steph, when we were in the meeting and I got a call from him. He's like, I don't want you to freak out, but I just fainted and the EMTs are here. And I was like, what? Do you remember that?
Of course. I feel like we only remember meetings when they're traumatic like that. It's like, what? I don't remember what we talked about in the last Tuesday's meeting, but that meeting a couple months ago, yes.
Oh, man. And so ever since then, when he has to go to draw blood, I have to meet him there so I can like keep him cool. I ask them for an ice pack. I ask them to, you know, lay him down instead of sitting him in the chair. And I just sit there and I distract him. I'm like, so did you set your fantasy lineup this week yet? Like, and we just talk and I just try to take his mind off of it.
Doesn't your daughter have the same thing?
She used to. She honestly is not as bad as my husband is. Yeah, maybe it's a guy thing. I don't know.
Yeah, can I just say, your impressions of your husband are the best. They're the best.
They don't even really sound like right. him. It's just the way I kind of imitate him.
But that's why they're the best. You could do it the entire show, Mercedes. Yeah. I'd be fine with it. Yeah.
Last night, he's like, did you watch a Pretty Girl show? I was like, what show?
Pretty Girl show?
The Summer I Turned Pretty.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, it's not Pretty Girls, it's Pretty Boys. And yes, I did. So yeah, he's a great guy. He's hilarious. So.
Okay, I was just checking.
Well, you gotta let me know how it goes. I hope everything goes well. Just stay hydrated. Make sure you drink lots of water this morning.
Okay, I will.
Let's get the show started. It is time for the pre-show. You pick 'em. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. This has never happened before. I don't know if our boss was in a good mood, and I hope you guys are in a good mood, but song number one is Dynamite by BTS. It's never put this song in this before. I'm shocked.
I don't know.
Do you want to hear I Try by Macy Gray? Do you want to hear Speed of Sound by Coldplay? Those are your choices. We do this legit. I pick what I want. We're going to pick what the votes say. So get your votes in right now. Tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page. That's Mercedes in the Morning. Or text or call us right now. 702-364-9400. We will count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. Here we go. You're going to want to hear this.
Okay, we have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, would you swipe right for someone to build your bed? Some single women are using dating apps not for love, but for labor. Smart, savage, straight up using people. We're going to get into the Bob the Builder trend coming up next. But first, the votes are in. And wow, thanks, guys. BTS's Dynamite is the pre-show. You pick them.
You choose the music. You pick it. We play it. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Pre-show, you pick them. Ain't it fast tonight? So watch me bring the fire. Set the night light.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. Is this genius? Is this manipulative? You decide. Call us at 702-364-9400. Would you ever use a dating app to get a free handyman? So there's this new dating trend that's kind of taking over Hinge, and it really doesn't have anything to do with, you know, romance or fancy dinners. A lot of single women, mostly in cities like New York City and Seattle, they're using the app to find guys who can build their IKEA furniture, basically. Instead of swiping for love, they're swiping for a guy who knows his way around, like a power drill, or it's called the Bob the Builder trend. And they'll put in their profile something like looking for someone to hang a shelf with. And sure enough, then the DMs start rolling in. One woman even said that her Hinge matches came over to help build her bed, hang her art, and even like bring plants up the stairs. And then one of them turned into her boyfriend. So a lot of people are saying this is a modern way to flirt, low pressure, helpful, kind of sweet. But other people are saying, okay, it's giving free labor, you know? So what do you think? Is this just a clever way of dating, or are these women using men under the guise of being attracted to them? What do you guys think?
Oh my gosh. I don't know why, but this just rubs me the wrong way. I feel like you're in this dating app Hinge just to find someone to help you, not to find love. And I think it reminds me of my roommate back in the day when I was living in New Zealand. And oh my gosh, our neighbor, this guy was in love with my roommate, and he would come over to help fix things, even help do her homework, write essays for her.
Wow.
And it's like that, I think that's what triggers my hearing about this app and the Bob the Builder experience, is he was totally in love with her, but she was using him to help things around our apartment. Yes, did I like it, of course. But like at the same time, poor guy. I see him come over every day, help her with stuff. And I'm like, dude, you're using the guy. She had no interest in him whatsoever. And I think that's what frustrates me. It's like this type of way of trying to use these guys versus really trying to find love.
Well, I agree with you to a certain point. I think in your roommate situation, I definitely agree. Like, she was just using him. On the app, though, are they, like, if they're being upfront what they're looking for, like, they're literally saying, I need someone to help me hang my shelves. I need someone to do stuff. Are they using them, or are they saying, hey, this is what I want you for, and the guys are sending them the messages like, oh, I can do that. Yep. Like, you know what I mean?
I love this. It's all about intent. And as the men of the show, I will say, and guys, please don't come for me, I'm not saying it's right. Again, it's about intent. I can see why women would do this. If I was a woman, I would do this. Have you all ever tried to build IKEA furniture?
I don't read the language, so it's kind of difficult.
Let me tell you, it is impossible.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I literally had to hire someone after 12 hours trying to build my bed. I had to hire someone. So again, it's about intent. Going back to what Mercedes was saying, at the end of the day, if you're advertising, hey, you know, in a fun way, I'm looking for someone to be my Bob Builder, blah, 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 LOL. You know, you're kind of putting it out there. And I will say, it's a good icebreaker. It's a good icebreaker. Think about it. If the guy is building, you know, they're on a date and he's actually building the furniture, I mean, they're going to talk. She's going to get to know him. They're going to get to know each other. Again, it's about intent. Back to what you were saying. If the intent is just to use someone for the furniture and then see ya, that's wrong. You never want to use someone. But, I mean, if I was a woman, I can see it. I mean, I ain't mad at it.
Maybe that's just love in the 2020s, you know. That's what we do. But I don't know how comfortable I feel inviting someone to my house to like build something. So like, can I take my bookshelf to like Chili's and then meet you there? Like, hey, let's have some chips and salsa. Can you build this while we're here, please?
Bob the Builder, can we fix it?
It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Hey, good morning, guys. Welcome to the show. It is 6:04. It is Thursday, August 7th. We are almost to the weekend. Everyone good this morning?
Feeling great. Fantastic.
Good. I might change that after I tell you guys about this. So okay. I'm going through our stuff this morning. I'm reading these stories and I see, are there certain stories that make you immediately pause and go, wait, what?
Yes.
Because this is one of those stories. Before I even finish telling you what happened, what do you guys think about this? 702-364-9400. Would you ever donate your pet, past or present, to be eaten by a lion? Like, even if it was humane and it was for nature, I'm not talking your dog or your cat, don't worry. I'll get to that. But like, maybe you had a bunch of bunnies that you didn't know what to do with. Or maybe your pet chicken went rogue and started attacking your kids and you needed to get rid of it or something. Here's a story that has people on social media like losing their minds. There's this zoo in Denmark and they put out a Facebook post asking people to donate their pets to be fed to the lions and other apex predators, and not sick pets, not already deceased ones. They want healthy animals. And they specifically say no cats or dogs. But if you got like a rabbit or a guinea pig or a chicken or even a small horse, apparently, they said they'll take it. And they even try to make it sound kind. They say your beloved bunny will be gently euthanized before being tossed into the enclosure like a furry appetizer.
Oh, no.
What do you guys think about this?
First thing off the jump, number one, I animal lover. I would say, you know, I'm not for it, but you said the lions, it's at, they're at a zoo, right? They're held in captivity. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So what's the reasoning? Is there research being done on these lions? What, at the end of the day, what's the greater good? Are they
need to be fed. They need to eat small predators.
That's it.
There's no research. They need to eat.
Okay. Well, I was going with that. Okay. There's absolutely no reason why they're serving the greater good when it comes to the planet or humans. And I would say, no, I'm not with this at all. It's inhumane. For me, animals and humans, we're the same. So, no, I don't walk with this at all.
A lot of people are defending it. A lot of people are saying people are being very sensitive about this. This is basically the circle of life. If you have a pet snake, what do you feed your pet snake? You feed it mice. Like, you feed it a live animal. Or do you guys think this is crossing a line? Would you ever donate your family pet to be lion lunch, or you have you ever had to like rehome an animal in a way that still kind of haunts you? 702-364-9400. What do you think, Steph?
Oh, I hate this. I mean, I know you don't say dogs and cats, but I immediately think of my baby Momo. He's a little shih tzu being fed to a lion? Absolutely not. I mean, as that perspective, do I get it where like the ecosystem and the circle of life, like that's how we survive. Like, think about what we eat every day.
Yeah.
We have to kill cows, we eat meat and stuff like that. So I get it, but I just can't get my heart to see it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it sounds sad, but then I think about how other animals eat. You know what I mean? And so it's just, it's hard to imagine like this cute little bunny and you taking it to the zoo, like, here you go, yes, have fun, you know? But at the same time, it's like, that's what they eat. You know what I mean?
I remember this viral video that stuck with my head forever. And it was I think it was in Africa. They were filming something in the wild and they caught like this big anaconda snake catching a deer and it was already ready to like strangle it. And it was like, it was hard to watch, but all the comments were defending, like, this is the circle of life. This is how we are able to survive. So if you got to do it, that's what people got to do.
Okay, so dumb question. I'm the king of dumb questions. I'm going to ask anyway. What? If the lions don't get fed, then they obviously die, correct?
Well, I mean, if anything doesn't get fed,
now,
yeah.
How does that adversely affect us? The planet, us, and if you don't know, you don't know. I mean, I don't expect you, but it, you know, in my mind, what are the effects? Like, what's the worst that can happen? Again, I don't want that to happen. I'm just.
Do you want to starve the lion?
No, it's just a question because I'm trying to see what the cause and effects are. What if you don't feed them, but you save these animals that are you know, from being you.
Well, then you're going to be inhumane to the lions, right? Isn't that inhumane to starve the lions?
This is why I preface this by saying I'm the king of dumb questions. I'm
no,
just trying to make,
I don't want you to think that, you know, any question you have is a dumb question. I'm just saying, like, you got to, the lions have to be fed. You know what I mean? And that's what they eat.
How about this? Who's more important in the hierarchy of predators?
Probably the predators, they're one of the biggest predators out there. Well, and bunnies are not predators.
Technically, we're predators. Humans are predators. So are we on top of the
Steph,
list?
Steph, you know what I'm saying.
I know, but seriously, if we're going to go that deep, like if you're talking about like if we're prioritizing lions and prioritizing humans, we can go on and on day about this because yeah. it affects like if you're talking about if lions are going to be eating grass more, are they going to turn vegetarian? What about us? We need that grass too. Like, who is the priority here?
Yeah, they're lions. They need to eat. They're not out here doing keto or trying oat milk. They eat meat. It's kind of their whole brand.
Okay, if they're at Starbucks getting a soy milk latte, then we have a lot to question about.
I know.
It's a nice life.
Right, so the same reason we need to raid the break room for snacks at 8 a.m. It's just something we got to do.
Right.
But it's crazy story. A lot coming up on the show this morning, guys. We've got your Disneyland tickets at 7:30 with the Mega Minute. Make sure you are listening for that. Also, in just a couple of minutes, we have an early edition of Heads Up. We've got your tickets to AWOL Nation and Gym Class Heroes are going to be at the Fremont Street Experience this weekend. 4 passes for you. And coming up next, we have What's Trending? Metallica at the Sphere Super Bowl Halftime Show? We may have gotten the most confirmation ever, and now the rumors are loud. Details coming up next in What's Trending?
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics trending.
Mercedes in the mornings, what's trending? What's trending on Mix 94.1?
Metallica is trending this morning. So Lars Ulrich from Metallica just gave the most Lars Ulrich answer ever to all of these Sphere rumors that are going around. He says Metallica might take over the Las Vegas Sphere in 2026, but nothing is confirmed. But also, nothing is denied. So basically, they're dating the idea. They just haven't put a label on it. Their team has toured the venue. He said he saw U2's show, and he was completely blown away. And he admitted he'd bleeping love to do it. He was on Stern talking about this. So I feel like that's a soft yes in rock star language, don't you?
Yeah, I agree. As a Sphere girl, you think that would be incredible, Metallica at the Sphere?
A Sphere girl? Am I Sphere girl?
I'm sorry. Well,
I've only been one time.
why did I say that?
It's okay.
It just came
okay.
out. No, I meant like someone that's been there, that's well-versed.
I don't know if I'm well-versed, but I think it would be awesome. Yeah, I think for all the rockers, I saw some comments online, some back and forth. Some people were like really about it. Like, this will be huge. They're icons. They're like rock icons. But then other people were like, why don't we get someone who's relevant and have them perform in there? And it's just, it's hard to say that they may not be relevant to you, but they are relevant to a lot of people.
Absolutely.
So sources say the deal is really close to being finalized. And if that's true, please know I am mentally preparing to fight Ticketmaster in hand-to-hand combat because I got to get these tickets for my husband. They are his favorite band
Metallica.
Of all time. Oh, my God. Yes. Like, do I want to go? Yeah, actually, I would want to go. I do like Metallica, but he is, like, super fan of Metallica.
Was he a headbanger back in the day? Do you know?
He kind of was. Like, he was like a rock guy, but he never grew his hair out or anything.
Yeah, okay.
He was a short hair rock guy.
I will share with you real quick. I remember back in high school, we had the Headbangers crew, and I was never part of it. But, you know, and I don't think I appreciated Metallica and that whole genre at the time. And I look back, just going back to what you're saying, circling back, this is something that I think, and I'm pretty cheap when it comes to buying tickets. I think I would definitely pay for something like that because, yeah, I'm just the history alone.
Yeah.
And just when I think Metallica, I think, do you remember Headbangers Ball on MTV? Ricky Rackman?
No, yes.
Okay, he was like the host, and they had this whole, like, it was a whole thing on MTV. I think it was like at 12
just
midnight.
All like headbanger videos.
Yeah.
Okay. It's definitely bringing back some memories. I guess Stern also asked if Metallica would do the 2026 Super Bowl halftime show in San Francisco, and Lars answered so fast I think he like scared the microphone. He was like, Bleep, yeah, of course we would. It's their hometown, and they've got stadium cred, and he says it would be a dream. But they haven't officially been asked yet. So, excuse me, NFL, pick up the phone. Between the spheres, you know, LED-wrapped insanity and a halftime show in San Francisco, 2026 could definitely be the year that Metallica melts the planet. So that is what's trending. Okay, let's do it. It is time to win. Time to play Heads Up. We have an early edition this morning for you, and we've got four tickets for you to see AWOL Nation and Gym Class Heroes. Fremont Street Experience Downtown rocks their free concert series, but we've got your four seats. So you don't have to worry about battling the crowds or anything. You'll be all set. That show is on Saturday, and your tickets right now with Heads Up, you get to pick your category. And when you get six answers in 60 seconds, these tickets are yours. Caller 20, you get to play Heads Up right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Megan, you are caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
Awesome. Yes, I am.
Let's do it. We've got these tickets for AWOL Nation and Gym Class Heroes this Saturday, Fremont Street Experience. Do you want to go with Crystal Clear for your category, or do you want to go with Wardrobe Wars?
Let's go with Wardrobe Wars.
Okay. National Underwear Day was on Tuesday. These are all different articles of clothing. Okay, Megan?
Okay.
Different articles of clothing. We just need six in 60 seconds, and you win these tickets. Are you ready to go?
All right, let's go.
All right, let's do it. Megan, Heads Up. 60 seconds starts now.
Levi's, they're blue. Yes. This is what, if you just want to wear like a plain white one of these.
A t-shirt?
Yes. This is, you might throw this on over your t-shirt to elevate the look
sweater?
A little bit. No, like if you're like going to a
cardigan?
Business meeting, you might want to throw
a blazer?
Yes. This is like Lululemon makes these that you pull on and you can just wear around.
Hoodie?
No, down below you, they're like a pair of
joggers, sweatpants.
No, they're more form fitting.
Leggings.
Yes, leggings. This is like you might be a 34C or a 36.
A bra.
Yes. This is like a lot of farmers like to wear these. They buckle up top. Yes, Megan.
Yes.
Nice job, girl. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You were great on that. You just got yourself four tickets to check out AWOL Nation and Gym Class Heroes at the Fremont Street Experience Downtown Rocks Free Concert Series. You've got your seats all taken care of. You don't have to worry about fighting for a spot. You are set, good to go. Congratulations. And we'll have another pair of these tickets for you tomorrow morning. Actually, four of these tickets for you tomorrow morning with Heads Up. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. And teachers, we know a lot of you are already back in your classrooms getting things ready for the first day of school. A lot of you had the first day of school already, and we want to help make it a little easier. It's Mercedes in the Morning's teacher wish list hits. We want to hit your Amazon wish list and help you out. We're teaming up with our friends at Best Mattress, where you could win a $50 Amazon gift card to help make the school year just a little easier to get those things that you need. So it's super easy to enter to win. Next week, we're going to be giving these things away. So get in on it right now. Go to our website, mix941.fm, click on the contest tab. Tell us what's on your wish list. What do you need to pick up? It could get you a $50 Amazon gift card. So make sure you enter to win. Again, it's our website, mix941.fm. Click on the contest tabs, and thank you to Best Mattress for teaming up with us on Mercedes in the Morning Teacher Wish List Hits.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friend.
Kelly Clarkson, she is putting her Las Vegas residency on pause due to something going on behind the scenes with her ex-husband, Brandon Blackstock. She shared on Instagram, she said, I normally keep my personal life private. This past year, my children's father has been ill, and at this moment, I need to be fully present for them. Kelly and Brandon, they were divorced in 2022. They have two kids. So if you're wondering why the shows were suddenly canceled, now you know it's not diva behavior. It's mom mode. And say what you want about her ex, but I feel like this is really human of her. And you know, we're used to that whole the show must go on energy. And she's like, nope, my kids are coming first. And I really respect that. And I really am glad that she at least gave the audiences a little bit of behind the scenes just to know what's going on, because a lot of people plan trips out here and things like that. And I feel like it really humanizes her, you know?
Yeah, no, I'm with you 100%. It really shows who she is. And, you know, I know they had a tumultuous relationship. It is so big of her to put that aside. You know, I mean, I can only imagine what she put aside emotionally and just think, yeah, I'm just with everything you just said.
I hope everything gets better there. Also this morning, there's a new study out that proves what most of us already know in our soul. Losing weight is basically a full-time job and it doesn't pay. So according to a new survey, women between the ages of 30 and 65, the average woman tries to lose weight 7 times in her life and fails 6. So basically, a lot of us are on our 7th try right now. 78% of women say they've tried to lose weight. 41% say they're not happy with their current weight. 43% say that their weight affects their confidence. And 40% think about weight loss every single day, which that's a lot of time to waste thinking about that. But the most popular attempts, healthier eating, supplements, weight loss drinks, and good old fashioned fad diets.
Yeah, I would say shout out to anyone that's trying. I for me, I wouldn't even say failure is a word, because look, I've been trying to work out for the past 5 years. I haven't done a thing, so I got no excuse. So to anyone that's been trying to work out or in that process right now, shout out to you. Because, you know, at the end of the day, we're just doing the best we can.
Right? Yeah, absolutely. As far as, you know, the weight loss stuff goes, I think that I'm seeing a lot more of it. I know a lot of people are using like the GLP-1s to lose weight. And I know it's a controversial topic, but I feel like, hey, if that's helping you in other areas, like with blood pressure and, you know, with other ailments that come with extra weight, that should be a good thing, right? Yeah. I don't know what the side effects are, though, you know, on that. And I'm sure there are side effects with everything. But yeah, I think that's a good thing.
And I'll be transparent. I don't even know what GLP-1s are.
Like Ozempic.
Oh, okay. There you go. That was the fancy. Okay. I got a friend that's on that. And I mean, yeah, everything seems okay for him. You know what, though? Didn't we talk about this a couple days ago where it kind of, on some people, it can actually affect your face? Can make it a little bit longer or like...
No, they call it Ozempic face just because you lose a lot of the fat in your face. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
I do see that. But other than that, he's good to go. He's definitely shown drastic changes. So.
I just think progress isn't measured in pounds, really. You know, it's choosing to take care of yourself when it's easier not to. You know,
absolutely.
It's so easy to not do that. So you got to be proud of every small win, every healthy choice, every time you don't give up. I think that stuff counts way more than any number on a scale.
I agree. If you're feeling better, forget the measurements. Just going back to what you're saying, then that's all that matters.
Yeah, it's so misleading. Counts. Finally, this morning, this one might haunt your dreams. Heinz and Smoothie King have teamed up to give us the thing we never asked for, a ketchup smoothie. Yep, the Heinz tomato ketchup smoothie is a real thing. Now, before you gag, it's not just ketchup in a cup. It also includes strawberries, raspberries, apple juice, acai sorbet, and yes, Heinz ketchup, which I'm guessing, I don't know, I'm guessing it's code for, we got paid to do this. You can only get it in Atlanta, Chicago, Denver, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, and New York. And honestly, that's fine. Let those cities be the testing ground while the rest of us stick to smoothies that don't taste like our condiment drawer.
So, Mercedes, if it was here in Vegas, would you try it just out of curiosity?
I would not try it. Would you try it?
Well, I just looked it up online. It's only, honestly, it's like 10% tomatoes. Just like you said, strawberries, raspberries, antioxidants. With that said, then would you try it?
I still would not try it. Okay. A ketchup smoothie does not sound appealing to me, but have at it, everyone. It's Mix 94.1.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
Hey, Chris, good morning. You're caller 20.
Woo-hoo. Let's go.
Let's do this. It's Minden Thursday. We want to get you this $950 diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. All you got to do is guess the song and the artist faster than I can. Chris, yesterday, I didn't even know the song. Unfortunately, my competitor also didn't get the song right, so we didn't have a winner. So maybe you're going to get lucky today. Maybe you're going to kick my butt. I kind of hope you do. Okay, Chris, are you ready to do this?
I hope I do.
All right.
Yes, I am.
I'm leaving the studio. Good luck.
All right, Mercedes is leaving the studio. This is the time to take advantage, Chris, because I think she's off her game between you and I. Okay.
Let's go.
I'm going to break down the rules. The game basically works out like this. I'm going to play a song for 20 seconds. Okay. During that 20 seconds, as soon as you got it, just yell, got it. And I'm going to give you 5 seconds to guess the title and artist. You got it?
Got it.
Okay. Let's do it. Song starts now. Got about 10 seconds, Chris.
Yeah. Well.
Huh? All right, that's 20 right there.
I don't know. I got it.
Hold on. You got it?
I got it.
Okay, what you got? You got 3 more seconds to guess what it is.
AC/DC, so bad.
AC/DC, so bad. Let's call in Mercedes. Mercedes. All right. So I hear you're off work right now. You're just chilling. What's going on?
Drop off the wife at work.
Okay. What do you have going on today? Just relaxing?
Yeah, cleaning, the usual.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. That's great. All right, Mercedes is back.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay, she is ready. The sound starts now.
Oh, got it.
Wow.
Barracuda by Heart.
Barracuda.
Okay, the clock stopped at 2 seconds. You said Barracuda, and you said Heart.
Yes.
Chris... At what time did he have? Oh, okay, I'm sorry. He took the 20 seconds and he said AC/DC so bad.
Another day. Another victim. I'm sorry, Chris. That means I win again. And now our diamond pendant. Man, this thing is getting big. Tomorrow morning, a $975 diamond pendant courtesy of Michael Lehman and Diamond Jewelers. Be Mercedes every day, 7 a.m. We're going to get a winner here sooner or later. So, sorry, Chris. That was a valiant effort, but we couldn't make it happen. We'll do it again tomorrow, but right now, let's play it. Heart, it's Barracuda, and it's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. So this is happening. Billie Eilish is dropping an album for babies, sort of. The next Rockabye Baby instrumental cover album is lullaby renditions of Billie Eilish. And it's exactly what it sounds like glockenspiel, xylophone, naptime versions of songs like this one, Bad Guy, What Was I Made For? The album, it comes out on August 15th. And honestly, I don't know. I feel like this might be one of the most soothing ways to cry to Billie. I love it. So this gave Steph a brilliant idea. She has put together a game for us, and it is called Rockabye Remix. All right, what do you got, Steph?
I sure do. So this is Rockabye Remix. You guys are going to hear hit songs that you know and you loved, but flipped into lullaby form. Slower tempo, maybe some dreamy vibes, but can you name that tune? And this is how we play. Mercedes and Julian, you guys are going to face off.
Okay.
I'll play a clip of a song in a lullaby version. You guys will take turns guessing one at a time. If you guess correctly, you earn a point. If you miss it, the other person has a chance to steal. And after all the clips are played, whoever has the most points wins, and they'll be crowned Rockabye Remix Baby.
Okay, so just to clarify, so you ask me the question, I get it right, which I am, then automatically I get a point, right?
Okay, I love the confidence.
And then it moves on to the next one, and then it goes still to me or back to her?
No, you guys take turns.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool. Is this like a free-for-all? Like, you're going to play it, and then we like buzz in for it, or are you giving us each designated our lullaby?
You guys have a designated lullaby.
Okay, gotcha.
And since Julian, you went first last, we're going to have Mercedes go first this time, okay?
Okay, all right.
Stop right there. Most importantly, what does the winner get?
I just said, you get royalty. You get a Rockabye
Did
Remix.
You say that?
Yeah, you get bragging rights and you'll earn the title.
Okay, that's cool. I was going to say maybe like a gingerbread cookie at Disneyland. Anyway,
got one, okay? All right, let's start the game. Rockabye Remix. Mercedes, you're up first.
Okay.
And this is clip number one.
Gonna kick in here. Oh, got it.
Okay, what you got?
It's Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen.
Is it Bohemian Rhapsody, Queen?
I see
you. Yeah!
Mercedes.
That was hard. It took me a second, but yeah, I got it. Oh man. Well,
nice job. All right. Strong start. Okay, Julian, you're up next.
This is a hard game.
It's really hard.
Okay.
Okay. And if you're playing along, are you guys getting these right? All right. Clip number two. Here it is.
I know it. It's just... Hold on. Just... I know it.
What you got?
It's Ariana Grande. Let me check my computer real quick.
No.
Okay, no. Fine. I just... Seven Rings.
Is it Ariana Grande, Seven Rings?
I'd like to steal.
Okay. Mercedes, what is it?
Is it Thank You Next?
Is it Thank You Next? It is!
I wasn't done. I was going to...
You already said your final answer. You got to be confident, okay, Julian?
It's okay. It's okay. You still have more chances.
You do, but right now it is 2-0. Okay, Mercedes is up.
Okay.
Mercedes, you're up next. Here is clip number three, Rockabye Remix.
Gosh, this is tough.
Keep listening.
Oh, wait.
You got it?
It's like you know it.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
Any guesses?
I don't have a guess.
No?
It's right there I don't know. Julian, you want to steal?
I could just try, right?
Go ahead.
Alex Warren, Ordinary.
Is it Alex Warren, Ordinary? That is incorrect. Oh. The correct answer is... I know I can Treat You Better by Shawn Mendes.
I never would have gotten that. There's no way.
Not the same guy. That's all good. Julian, you're
Shawn
up
Warren.
Next. Okay, let's keep going. This is clip number four for Julian.
Oh, okay. Little remix. Yeah.
Guesses?
Man, remembering music, let's just be honest, it's not my specialty. Hold on. I know it is just... I'm mad at myself. I really am.
You keep listening. Give it a couple seconds.
Well, I mean... Just give me the answer on a flashcard. Give me the answer on a flash... Come on, man.
Sing it out.
Okay, fine. I'll sing it out. We're doing a lullaby.
Do you have any time limits on this? Because I already know it.
All right, Julian, I'm going to give you 3 seconds.
Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj? What's the title?
Starships.
Is that correct? That is incorrect. Mercedes for the steal.
I think it's Hello by Adele.
Is it Hello by Adele? That is correct. And that's all the hot. Honestly, that's all the time we have.
Yeah.
So, Mercedes, you are the winner. You got 3-0 of Rockabye Baby Remix. Yeah.
That was a really hard game.
That
was really tough. Well, I guess we're not really good at lullaby guessing games.
I'm not really good. You got them correct.
I didn't get all of them. It was tough. But, oh, my gosh. Oh, but how about a game for you guys listening to play right now? It's time for the Mega Minute. Let's do this. Let's get you guys a 4-pack of 2-day, 1-park-per-day tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Plus,
you will be qualified for the grand prize, which is a two-night stay at one of the hotels of the Disneyland Resort, along with 4 3-day, 1 park-per-day tickets. Caller 20, you're playing the Mega Minute. All you got to do is answer 10 questions correctly in 60 seconds. And if you do it, the tickets are yours. Caller 20, you get to play right now. 702-364-9400. It's Mix 94.1.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Hey, Kim, you're caller 20.
Yay. All right.
Are you ready to conquer the Mega Minute?
Ready.
Let's do it. We've got four tickets for you. 2-day, 1 park-per-day tickets to the Disneyland Resort. You just have to answer all 10 questions correctly in 60 seconds. It's been done before. You got this, Kim. You ready to try?
I'm ready.
All right, Kim, if you're struggling with a question, you can say pass, or if you get one wrong, and if we have time in the end, we'll circle back to that question, okay? And
got it.
The Mega Minute starts now.
The Disney California Adventure ride Incredicoaster is based on what movie?
Incredibles?
Yes. What English poet play Hamlet?
Shakespeare.
Yes. Cheshire Cat is a character from what Disney movie?
Alice in Wonderland.
Yes. Movies are certified fresh if they have at least a 75% rating on what website?
Rotten Tomatoes?
Yes. If you were born on Halloween, what is your zodiac sign?
Leo.
No.
I'm Libra.
No. What do you call the center of an atom?
Oh, gosh. Oh, pass.
In what movie, in the movie Hercules, who is the villain known as the god of the underworld?
Oh, my gosh. My daughter knows this. Sadie?
Oh, so close. Let's come back to that. The Disney ride Web Slingers is based on which superhero?
Web Slingers.
It was Spider.
Oh,
that was
no!
Spider-Man, Kim. I'm so sorry. For the Hercules question, you said Sadie's. It's actually Hades.
Oh, my God.
Kim, you were so close. I'm so sorry. The other questions you missed. If you were born on Halloween, what's your zodiac sign? You're a Scorpio if you're born on Halloween. And then what do you call the center of an atom? That is the nucleus. Oh, I'm so sorry, Kim. What a heartbreaker. The good news is you can hang up and call right back, because caller 20 right now, you are going to get those tickets. Our number is 702-364-9400. And yeah, all you got to do is be caller 20. And not only will you get the tickets, but you'll be qualified for the grand prize, which is a 2-night stay at one of the hotels of the Disneyland Resort, along with 4 3-day, 1 park-per-day tickets. Caller 20, you're getting them right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
So Post Malone, he has a stalker. And this isn't in like the kind of, you know, DMs and you post a lot of weird TikToks kind of way. This woman, her name is Cherish Gomer. She's 31 years old. She's now been arrested for the 5th time for stalking him. 5 times. This week's arrest happened in Utah after she actually jumped in front of his car while he was trying to leave his house. His driver had to swerve to avoid her. She is claiming that she has a spiritual connection to him and that she's entitled to be near him. Meanwhile, I mean, I'm just hoping I'm entitled to a good parking spot when I go to Target. Like, what the heck? Cherish has previously been arrested for everything from trespassing to being intoxicated at his Raising Cane's. I mean, not a concert, his Raising Cane's. And now she's facing felony stalking charges, is being held without bail. And police are now trying to get her help through a mental health program.
I did not know that she actually did all that. I thought she just like, I'm not trying to make light of anything. I thought she was just like going by his house. So this is definitely a different level. And the thing is with Post Malone, I mean, I don't know if he's spoken out about it, but he's probably really like chill. he's probably not, you know how most people would be really concerned because it's a serious situation. I feel like he would just generally be concerned about her and just like what you were saying, making sure that she is okay and she's getting help. He seems like one of those guys.
That is like he doesn't care that he's being stopped.
Yeah, I think he cares about others more than himself. Does that make sense? He falls off stages. He hurts himself all the time. I don't know. That's the vibe I get from him.
I respectfully disagree with you. I don't want to be, people are like, oh, you're too mean to Julian.
I'm not trying to,
I'm respectfully disagreeing with you. I think he would be concerned just because like he has a kid and like I would be concerned about the safety of my family. But yeah, hey, everybody's got a take on that. Yeah. So also this morning, let's hear it for the boys from Summerlin South who just made it to the Little League Regional Championship game the messy way, but they made it. They were down 8-0 in the first inning, and they still came back to beat Utah 22-12 at the Mountain Region Tournament in San Bernardino. It was not pretty. The first inning looked like they were kind of a deer in headlights. 6 walks, 4 hits, a grand slam given up. But instead of folding, they really pulled it together. Their coach says, hey, we believe in ourselves. We compete in all 6 innings. And look, they did. One of the kids, I want to say his name right, Cachet Mallon, he hit a 2-run homer. And then the team piled on more runs in the 5th until the mercy rule said, enough. Now they play in the championship. And if they win, they're going to go to the Little League World Series in Williamsport next week. So let's go.
Can I impress you with some, since I'm the non-sports guy, can I impress you with something I just learned?
Sure.
That is what you call, Mercedes, an ugly win.
Yes, absolutely. But they did it. It counts. A win is a win.
A win is a win, absolutely. Yeah.
Finally, this morning, this weekend, speaking of baseball, Major League Baseball history is being made, and it's about time. Jen Powell is set to become the first woman umpire a Major League regular season game. She's going to be on the field for 3 of the 4 Marlins versus Braves games in Atlanta, including behind home plate on Sunday. So she just started her umpire journey in the minor leagues back in 2016, but she is not a rookie when it comes to pressure. She also umpired college softball when she was at Hofstra, and earlier this year, she broke another barrier by umping a spring training game, the first woman to do that in 17 years. So now she's on the big stage, and honestly, good. I am so happy about this. Let a woman call the balls and strikes. Well, we've been doing it in relationships for decades. So come on, let's go.
I'm with you. Congratulations to her. And honestly, why do we not have more female umpires?
Yeah,
in sports?
I don't know.
Why is that?
Let's be honest, it's a boys club, and so you got to have that trailblazer who opens the doors for the other women. And so Jen Powell is it. It looks like.
I love that.
It's
I love that.
Really cool. And that's the hot 3. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. I know they say that summer is like wedding season, but I don't know about you guys, but I've been invited to 2 different weddings in the fall. Maybe it's like a Vegas thing because it's cooler in the fall. But have you guys noticed that wedding season is moving from summer to fall, at least here locally?
I just moved here, but I could see that happening. For sure.
It's really odd. And so yesterday I was looking for a wedding gift for one of the weddings that I've been invited to. And yeah, I was talking to the lady at the store, and she's just like, because they had one of those registries, which, by the way, the registry, I'm so confused. Would you really rather have something on your registry, or would you rather have cash? Because I get the stuff on the registry, but I'm like, are you sure you wouldn't just rather have cash on this one?
Probably depends on the person, though. But I see what you're saying. You know, some people want their choices, but some people just want to make it easy and have the registry. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone's different.
702-364-9400. Erin actually is on the phone. She has a question about a wedding. Hey, Erin, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. What's your question? You had a question about weddings?
Yeah, it's a little awkward. I'm getting married next year, and we've got a venue and a date, and we're planning for about 150 guests, so it's not too big. And we both have big families, so like that's a lot of it. and I'm really excited, but there's one thing that's just been kind of making me uncomfortable, and I'm not sure how to deal with it. So I would like your opinion.
Okay. What's going on?
There's this coworker of mine, and lately she just like keeps bringing up the wedding, and she'll say things like, I can't wait to see what your dress looks like, or, oh, I love weddings, I'm already tearing up just thinking about it, and stuff like that. And she's clearly under the impression that she's coming to the wedding, and she even made a comment about, like, don't forget my invite. I don't want to have to go to HR about this. Like,
oh, like, wait, are you, you're not planning on inviting her, right? Is that the vibes I'm getting here?
Yeah. Oh. Like, I am inviting very few people from work, and they're people that I'm like very close to, but I'm not inviting the whole office, and I don't know what to say to this woman, and I don't want to hurt her feelings, but I also don't want to feel pressured into adding someone to my guest list just because they made an assumption and they're sort of forcing my hand. So, like, I don't know what to do. Do I say something now? Do I wait
Erin,
for her to get the hint that she's not getting an invite? Like, I feel like it's awkward no matter what.
Real quick, what's your response when she playfully says, you better be inviting me? LOL, you know what I mean? Like, what do you say to that? You just kind of avoid it, or?
I just kind of like laugh along. Like, I don't know what to do.
I would say straight out.
I don't want to embarrass her in front of people either.
I mean, just off the jump, my head's going, just pull her to the side and just say, hey, bluntly, you know, or, you know, privately say, hey, this is kind of a smaller wedding. I really appreciate your excitement, et cetera, et cetera. You know, but I don't think we're going to be able to encompass everybody, especially at work. What's wrong with that?
I just, her desk is like basically right next to mine. I don't want to embarrass her or make it awkward. And she's made these jokes publicly, and I don't know. I feel bad about it, but I also like don't think it's fair to sort of force me to invite her.
Yeah.
Maybe you're right. Maybe I need to just be honest.
I don't think you, I mean, the whole coworker situation, first of all, congratulations. I mean, it sucks that you have to deal with this in such an exciting time in your life. And you're not obligated to invite every coworker just because they found out that you're getting married. But like the HR comment, I think is really weird. I don't know that, like, maybe it's just a bad joke, but like, you don't think she would actually go to HR, do you?
No, I don't, like, it doesn't even make sense as a comment, but then I'm like, should I involve HR? Like, I just,
that's so weird. 702-364-9400 is our number. What do you think? Like, do you just say something outright? Like, hey, you're not invited. Do you just kind of not address it at all? I just feel like you say something kind of like nice, but still giving her a heads up, like, hey, I know you've mentioned my wedding, and I just want to give you a heads up. We're keeping our list really, really tight this year, and it's really just close friends and family, so I really hope you understand. I just wanted to let you know now. Like, I feel like you could say it in a nice way that still kind of lets her know, and it's still going to be awkward no matter what, but hold on here for a second. Erin, Melissa wants to make a comment. Hey, Melissa, good morning. You're on with Erin. What do you think?
Good morning. I think you totally have to invite her now. She's so excited. Like, some people just love weddings and they get so excited for you. Even if, like, you just invite her for the reception part after dinner, just for dancing and drinks and just let her have fun. I mean, she's clearly really happy for you and, you know, think of it as another gift.
But I mean, I'm happy for a lot of people at weddings, and I don't know them that well, and I don't expect to get invited. Not to mention, is that a thing? Can you invite someone? I mean, how does that sound? Hey, you know what? You can come for the last part of the wedding. The reception, the open dance floor? I mean, that's, I don't know. I don't know how I'd feel about that. I'd feel like, oh, you're not inviting me for the whole thing?
Maybe like to say, oh, I'm inviting, I couldn't afford to invite everybody from work, but a group of the girls, the guys from work are going to come just for the dancing and drinks afterwards.
Oh, that actually makes
sense.
Maybe
invite a couple of them.
Okay.
I just feel like it's not a company event. It's her wedding. Like, if she doesn't want her there, like, she shouldn't have to be forced to invite someone. That's just my take. Let's put you on here. Thank you for your call, Melissa. We really appreciate it. Let's talk to Sandy. Hey, Sandy, good morning. You're on with Erin. What do you think?
Good morning. Erin,
You just need to privately take her aside and say, hey, I know you're really excited, and that really warms my heart. However, all the invites have already gone out. The full wedding reception, everything has already been planned months ago, and I am so sorry, but you are not invited. You know, we're keeping it to family. Family, and, you know, just let her know that. Ironically, I just read a story where another woman was in this exact situation, and her coworker actually complained to HR.
What?
What was the reasoning behind it? What was the argument?
She felt like since they worked together, she was entitled to attend the wedding.
Wow.
Once HR heard the bride's story, they were like, yeah, we're so sorry to have wasted your time. Thank you.
Oh,
and
gosh.
They told the complainer, get a life, basically.
Oh, now, is everyone going to be paranoid about talking about their wedding at work? So it didn't go anywhere. Like, I don't know. What's your argument for reporting it to HR? Like, I didn't get invited. I should be invited. It just doesn't seem right to me.
That makes you look dumb. Yeah. That's ridiculous.
Well, it does. And she kind of presented it at first as that the bride was making things uncomfortable and kind of hostile. And once HR had the full story, they were obviously on the bride's side.
Ladies,
but I don't think Aaron should invite someone just because everybody's excited for brides. It's like everybody's excited for people having babies. But are we invited into the delivery room? No.
Mm.
I want to be.
Yeah.
I want to see that baby come into this world. No, I'm just kidding.
There's an easy solution to this, ladies. There's an easy solution. What Aaron should do, check this out, Mercedes. She should pull this lady over to the side and just have that casual, very, you know, private conversation. But she should ask for desk relocation beforehand.
Oh, that's not going to make things awkward.
You see what I'm saying? That way, she'll never see her ever again.
Yeah, I could see that happening. But now she's really going to go to HR now.
Mix 94.1.
Mercedes.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
In the morning. Oh, I can't believe I'm seeing, already starting to see the back to school pictures this morning. A lot of the private schools are headed back to school. So if you are, welcome back. I hope you guys had a great summer. And then Clark County officially starts on Monday morning. A couple of days ago, we were talking about just back to school shopping and the things that you used to love to get. And I mentioned Mr. Sketch markers and how I used to just smell those markers. They were like my favorite, except for the black one, the black licorice one I did not like. And then someone brought up scratch and sniff stickers. I made like one offhanded comment about a certain scratch and sniff sticker, and Nicole is on the phone. You wanted to make a comment about it. Tell everyone what I said, and then what's your response to it?
So you were talking about a scratch and sniff sticker that's the smell of a skunk, and I called in to say, while I've never smelled that sticker, I grew up in Chicago, and I love the smell of skunk.
Why is it about that smell? I loved that smell of the sticker, and it's like, why do I like this? That's so bizarre.
I bet if you were to do a poll, how many people actually like that smell, you're going to find out there's a lot of us out there. And I don't know what it is about the smell. It's, I don't know, like the pungent or whatever it is, but just something about it smells so good.
Does everyone have like that one smell that you love but everyone else hates? It's like, yeah, I can't explain it. When I go back home to Colorado, you'll just be driving with the windows down and I'll smell someone like probably hit a skunk or there's a skunk around there, and I'm like,
really?
It's so bizarre. It's so bizarre. I don't know, Nicole. At least there's two of us, right? Look at us.
Exactly.
Look at us. That makes me feel better. What is the smell that most people think is disgusting that you actually like? 702-364-9400.
Yeah, no skunks for me. Sorry. But I would say I really love the smell of gas. I'm attracted
gasoline?
To... Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. I should have clarified.
There's different variations of that, but that's okay.
There's two types of gas. Yes. 93 octane. Thank you. No, 92 octane. So yeah, gas. And I looked it up, and apparently it's because of this chemical called benzene. Some people call it the chemical cocktail, which gives it that sweet, I guess that sweet aroma, that pungency, that sweet aroma. But that's what it is. Maybe that's part of the reason why I'm at the gas station quite a bit. I'm at Costco and Henderson probably couple times a week.
Do you go just to smell the gas? You don't even need gasoline in your car. You just go to smell it?
It's a great question. So here's what I'll do, Mercedes. You know, most people probably go to the gas station when their tank is empty. I go to the gas station when it's like just a quarter empty, an eighth empty. So maybe that's what it is. It's because I'm attracted to the smell so much, I'm just finding an excuse to go to the gas station and smell the gas.
There's an addiction there. Chris, good morning. What's a smell that most people hate but you actually love?
Tires. Walking into Big O,
yes,
is like men's cologne.
I feel that way when I walk into AutoZone. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's intoxicating. What is it? It's just rubber. Why do you think it smells so good?
I have no idea. My girls look at me and go, "What are you doing, Mom?" I'm like, "Oh my God, I love the smell of tires."
Yeah.
Do they make a candle that smells like that? Because I might buy it. That's really weird. Oh, we're getting some texts here. 702-364-9400. This one says, "Nurse here. I love the smell of insulin and I don't know what this is. Iodoform. It sounds very medicinal, and for some reason, it sounds amazing." This one says, "I love the smell of mothballs." Oh, you would have loved my grandma's house.
Oh my goodness.
Should have invited you over. Steph, do you have one?
I do. I actually love the smell of cow manure.
Ew. No, you don't.
Okay, hear me out. So my mom, she's raised near a farm, and she still lives in this little farm town called Calipatria. It's in Southern California. And whenever I'd visit as a kid for the holidays, at first I was like, oh, they roll the windows down. But now, I don't know if it's like this weird nostalgic thing, but I just love it. It's like this warm, weird feeling when I smell it.
Yeah.
And when my husband, when he first visited Calipatria, he goes, oh my God, that cow manure. But now when we go to visit my mom, he's like, oh, we must be in Calipatria now.
Maybe that's just a nostalgia thing, you know?
Yeah.
I'm curious, when you ladies are just driving, let's say in the middle of nowhere, and you're passing by cow pastures, and Mercedes, you're driving by skunk, do you gravitate to it, and do you actually roll down the window so you can smell it even more?
Well, that's usually how I smell it the first time, like if my window is down. Usually I don't smell it in the car, but if it does happen, no, I don't like go out of my way to go smell it. I think just like if I'm home and I smell it, I'm like,
And
maybe mine's a nostalgia thing too, you know?
Okay, I had this visual for a moment where you're actually sticking your head out. And do you know what I mean? You're actually putting yourself out there to smell the...
Like the windows are rolled down, yeah, the hair is going through the wind,
right.
And she's like, cow manure.
Like I'm a golden retriever sticking my head out the window. No, not quite to that level yet, but who knows? Who knows? All right, it is time to win, time to play. Heads up, we are giving you tickets right now to see Brandy and Monica. The Boy Is Mine tour, we've got your tickets, and if you want to win them, just be caller 20 right now, 702-364-9400. You get to pick your category, and when you get six answers in 60 seconds, you are going to the show. Caller 20, you're playing, 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, our contestant is Andre. Andre, good morning. You're caller 20.
Woo-hoo! Hey, good morning.
Let's do this. Let's get you a pair of tickets to see Brandy and Monica, the Boy Is Mine tour, T-Mobile Arena in November. Pick a category, Andre. Do you want to go with Gutterball or Tokyo Drift?
Let's go Gutterball.
Gutterball. Okay.
That sounds like bowling.
It is bowling. National Bowling Day is on Saturday. Good job, Andre. And so these are all things that are associated with bowling. Are you a bowler?
All right. Yes, I am.
Oh, my gosh. You are going to nail this. Okay, yeah. 6 and 60 seconds is all we need. You ready to do this?
I'm ready.
All right, Andre, your head's up.
Yeah.
And your 60 seconds starts now.
This is what you throw down the lane.
Bowling ball.
Yes. This is what you try to knock down at the end.
Pins.
Yes. This is what happens when you knock down all the pins.
Strike.
Yes. This is what happens when you do that in two shots.
Double.
No, you don't get a strike.
Oh, spare.
Yeah, spare. Yeah. This is what happens when you throw the ball and it goes on the side. You throw a what?
Butterball.
Yes. This is when you go bowling, you go to a bowling...
Alley.
Yes! Woo! Oh my gosh, Andre.
Yeah!
Do you realize we had so much time left? I probably could have given you like five more things and you would have been totally fine. Okay, these are what you wear?
Clothes?
No, on your feet. Yeah, on your feet.
Oh, bowling shoes.
Yes, this is what happens when you get three strikes in a row.
You got a turkey.
Yes, and this is what happens when the you don't want a gutter ball, so you put these up. You put them up.
Bumpers.
Yeah, see, look at that. Look at that. We are amazing. Nice job. You are going
You're
to
amazing.
See.
You're amazing. Thanks, Mercedes.
Of course, Brandy and Monica, the Boy Is Mine tour at the T-Mobile Arena. I mean, why not get in some bowling before you go to the concert, you know, in honor?
Yeah.
I think that would be amazing. Congratulations, Andre. And we still have another pair of those tickets. We'll give them to you tomorrow morning. Another round of Heads Up in the 8 o'clock hour. It's 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Kelly Clarkson, she has officially postponed the rest of her... studio sessions shows in Las Vegas this month, and it is for a very personal reason. She posted on Instagram saying, while I normally keep my personal life private, this past year, my children's father has been ill, and at this moment, I need to be fully present for them. Kelly and her ex-husband, Brandon Blackstock, they divorced back in 2022, and they share two kids. This isn't the first time his health has affected her schedule. When she was earlier MIA from her talk show this year, sources say this was also the reason. So if you're hoping to see her live this month, you're going to have to wait. Honestly, though, I have so much respect for her for putting her kids first. And yes, even exes get grace, especially when the children are involved. I feel like that's growth. That's co-parenting. And that's probably some therapy working out there, too, you know?
Yeah, absolutely agree. Really big of her. And she is like one of the few celebrities that, I mean, look, I mean, there's celebrities that have humanized themselves, but doesn't she seem like someone you could just literally meet down the street?
Yeah.
She is so regular.
Just very real.
Yes.
I like her a lot. Mm-hmm. So that's what's going on there. Also, if you've been walking around saying, I'm just going to sleep when I'm dead, this next story might speed that timeline up. A new study just linked poor sleep to 172 different diseases. Yes, 172. That includes diabetes, dementia, Parkinson's, hypertension, kidney failure, cirrhosis, even gangrene. Gangrene. This is crazy. This study analyzed data and found that inconsistent sleep schedules were just as damaging as not sleeping enough. So the good news is you can fix it, right? You prioritize your sleep. That actually lowers your risk. It boosts your overall health. So you got to put that phone down at 10 p.m. I guess that's a better decision than doom scrolling until you pass out. But yeah, it's so important. It affects so much in your health.
What constitutes good and bad sleep? Is it the amount of hours? Is it just inconsistency of not getting enough regular hours? Like, what would constitute that?
I wish I had the answer for you. I would guess something like 8 hours a night. Maybe just consistent sleep. I really don't know how the answer for you. I wish I did.
I'm trying to take in. I'm taking Steph's advice because Steph said that she takes naps, and I've never done this in my entire life. I don't know if you take naps as well, Mercedes.
No, I don't.
Okay, so you just sleep. You go to bed what, like 9, 10 o'clock? later?
Oh yeah, more closer to 11. Yeah, I don't get a lot of sleep, but I always kind of justify it by saying that I catch up on the weekends. But it's bad. It's bad. I just, you know, it's flat out. I can't make any excuses for it. My lack of sleep during the week is really bad, and it does affect my health. My mental health affects, but it does affect my health.
Well, you can't tell. It's working. You're doing great, just so you know.
Oh, well, thank you. Finally, this morning, let's talk about speeding. If you've got a lead foot, it's going to cost you, and it really depends where you get caught. A new report just dropped the list of the states with the most expensive speeding tickets. And surprise, Nevada made the top three. Now, California tops the list with a $234 minimum fine for going just 10 miles per hour over the speed limit. Arizona, right behind, $231. Both Nevada and Texas came in at $223. So meanwhile, in Nebraska and New Mexico, that same offense will only cost you $25.
Yeah, well, no one's really driving. Are people driving over there? No, I'm just kidding. No, people aren't driving. Just not that many. You know what? On that list, what surprises me is how come we don't see anything from New Jersey and Florida? Because Florida is wild, and New Jersey, you got the New Jersey New York border right there, depending where you live. But I mean, I've been out there a couple times, and people drive pretty crazy out there. Boston too, Mercedes.
Well, Florida is on the list. It's number five on the list. Like, we have the whole thing here. You said New Jersey is also pretty high. It's just it's the speeding ticket cost more than anything. It doesn't really account for like, hey, this is how many crazy drivers are here, because I think all the states would be in the red on that one.
Fair.
Okay. Yeah, Massachusetts, you said Boston, there's $100 for a speeding ticket there, and then New Jersey, they're $96. Have you gotten a speeding ticket recently?
No, I'm the guy. I mean, I know you guys have something to say about me driving slow, but this is exactly why I like to drive 55 in a 65. I will never get a ticket.
Has anyone honked at you yet freeways?
Yeah, I get honks all the time. I got them this morning. No problem.
Hey, 55, stay alive. You got to do what you got to do. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Confession time. I have to ask a question here because I'm feeling some guilt about this, but maybe I don't have anything to feel guilty about. So is it wrong to order off of the kids menu if you're not, you know, an actual kid? We ordered takeout last night from a place. And so I get the kids grilled shrimp meal. Okay. And it came with rice. It had the shrimp. It had an apple juice box. I mean, the whole thing was $7.99.
Wow.
And I wasn't that hungry. I just was like, I need to eat something. I'm not starving. Perfect. The adult version, $15.75, didn't even come with an apple juice or a drink. And no juice box, no fun. And just the shrimp and then the rice. And I think maybe you got an extra side. But I just wasn't that hungry. And like, I never would do this in a restaurant. I do feel like there is kind of like a silent agreement that kids don't, or that grownups don't order off the kids menu in person. But for delivery or takeout, like, they don't know who's going to eat it, right? It could be for my daughter, or it could be for me sitting on the couch sipping my apple juice. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Mercedes, I'm going to have to make a citizen's arrest.
Oh, no.
Can we make sure she doesn't go anywhere? You're going to hang out right here. I'm going to make a phone call. I'll be right back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I figured.
So, not a big deal. This is not a big deal. No, you're good. You're good. You're such a good human. I guess I'm not.
Because,
I'll tell you exactly what I'm talking about. I'll go to Chipotle all day long. I'll do it today. And yes, I order off the kids menu.
Oh, do they let you?
What do you mean? Of course.
I never tested it. I thought it was an unspoken rule that you're not allowed to do that. Like, they always say like 12 and under only. So I never have actually tested it. Will they actually let you do that?
Yeah. So here's the thing. If there's no sign, and Chipotle does not have one saying only 13 and under, 12 and under, nothing along those lines. Also, I will say, if it does, and if you're taken away from a kid, like, for example, if it's like limited portions and there's, you know, you're taken away from a potential kid, then of course I would never do that.
Right.
But I mean, I'm not making a joke. I'm the same height as a kid. I mean, if I put a backpack on, I could pass as a kid. No, I'm not. I'm being serious. Like, what's the big deal? And going back to what you're saying, you are so right. The portions are, I mean, if you're not that hungry, it is a perfect.
That's just too huge.
It's a perfect size. Exactly. Now, you doing carry out, no problem. I would say, I would encourage you to do it in store.
Oh, I don't know if I have the nerve to do that.
I'll do it for you.
I can't help but feel a little guilty. I feel like I'm kind of like working the system. And I mean, I'm not even talking about chicken nuggets and mac and cheese, although that does sound very appealing. A lot of people offer legit healthy meals for kids now, but they're just in smaller, like more manageable portions, and they're cheap. So does anyone else do that? 702-364-9400. Jessica, hey, good morning.
Hey, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you. What's up? What do you think?
So I totally agree with you, Mercedes. It's okay. No judgment at all. I'm constantly ordering kids meals just to kind of get through the day if I haven't eaten, to get me past that hangry point. And there is one particular restaurant that I do order the kids meal, but they charge me a $2 surcharge because I'm not a kid.
Oh,
so, no big deal. I don't care because I know that that's the only amount of food I'm going to eat.
Yeah, because I don't want to take away from the restaurant. They got to make their money. I get that. And that's why I think I feel guilty. Like, if I'm working the system too much and they're losing money on it. But Steph, what do you think as far as ordering off the kids' menu?
Mercedes, I am so disappointed in you. I thought I knew you.
Join the club.
First I find out you're Team Conrad on Summer I Turn Pretty, and now you're ordering off the kids' menu as a full-grown adult? No, but in real honesty, I think it's different if you did it with, like, local businesses, because I really think, like, if you're going to these local businesses, they are losing a profit. If you are ordering off a kid's menu and you're a full-grown adult, then they're intended, these portions, to be smaller for kids because they know they're not going to finish it. And they lose a profit if a full-grown adult... What if 7 full-grown adults come in and get a kid's menu, order off the kid's menu? They're losing money off of that. That incentive is to bring the whole family to these restaurants. And not just about portion, but, like, you even feel a little guilty, Mercedes.
That's valid. No, and that's why I never do it in the restaurants. But if I take it away, they don't know who's eating it, right? That could be my daughter eating it. Like, what if I told you guys it was her?
It wasn't. But
or what if you just get an adult meal and then you split it? Like, you save some for later.
I don't want to save shrimp for the next day. I've gotten sick on day-old seafood and it's not happening again.
This is crazy. This is like information overload for me. I don't even think this is a big deal. And if anything, you are helping the business. This is revenue. This is a revenue stream from them. So if it's a smaller portion... What does it matter if it, okay, back up. What does it matter if it's an adult portion or a kid's portion? Steph, you were saying a lot, and it was a lot for me to absorb. I'll be honest. I don't understand the issue here.
Well, because kids' menus, they're cheaper, right? Let's say she said they're $7.99. Mm-hmm. These are intended for kids because they can't finish their meals.
What about kids at heart?
Okay. We're all kids at heart, technically.
Raphael, hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mercedes. I am in support of you. My mother is elderly, and it's about portion control. She does this at every restaurant we go to. 99% of the time, they look at her, they kind of chuckle, and they go, yeah, that's okay, you can order off the kids' menu. And she's very happy. She gets exactly what she wants, she finishes it, doesn't have to take anything home with her, and it's satisfying to her.
I don't know, like, it makes me feel good, but then also, like, I already am developing elderly lady habits, kind of has me a little concerned, Raphael, not gonna lie. But hey, yeah, I mean, if that's what she wants, it's what she wants. Del Rey, good morning, what do you think?
Hey, good morning, Mercedes. I'm gonna need you to take yourself to Chipotle today.
Oh God!
And go get you a kid's meal.
Yes.
I do it all the time. They never question it. I get the little quesadilla. It comes with two sides. You get a kid's drink.
Mm-hmm.
It's the bomb. And then I get a little side of guac. It's a full meal.
What if I get arrested?
Arrested? There's no sign.
No.
They're gonna send me to juvenile hall.
No, you're fine.
No.
It's Mix 94.1. Yeah, this one right here
goes down to all. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.